This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The Knight Foundation's Cities Challenge Awards were announced recently. One of the projects it's funding is an urban beach along Detroit's riverfront. It will be another segment of the growing Detroit Riverfront Walkway put together by the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy. Mark Wallace is the president and CEO there. Tell me, what exactly is an urban beach?
Well, urban beach is just a beach that happens to be in a city instead of out in the country someplace. So we're very excited about this idea. But there's one more asterisk on this beach, which is you're not going to be able to get into the water, but you're still going to have that sand experience. You're still going to have the beach games. You're still going to have the beach feel. So you get the vibe of the beach, but your kids aren't going to get wet.
Right. It's going to be a little higher than the water is.
Exactly. Yeah, that water moves pretty fast in the Detroit River.
You're calling it the Atwater Beach. Where will it be located?
That's right. It's located at the foot of Joseph Campo. So if you know the Stroh's River Place, if you know the Talent Center, right across from Andrews on the river. So.
Actually, I think for those of us not really familiar with the area, how far east or upriver from the Renaissance Center is it?
Got it. Yeah, it's about halfway between the Renaissance Center and Belle Isle.
Oh, okay. I'm with you now. So how big is it going to be?
It's neat. It's several acres, so it's a relatively large piece of property. And what's cool about it is it really punctuates a series of park spaces on the riverfront. If you think of the Detroit River Walk as a series of parks, you've got, you know, the Great Heart Plaza, you've got the Great Fountain in front of Renaissance Center, at Rivard Streets. Rivard Plaza has bike rentals with Wheelhouse Detroit. It has a great place for boats to dock. It's got a great carousel. But then you have to go all the way down to Mount Elliott Street, where we built a water park 2 years ago. And in between the carousel and the water park is a big gap. And when we talk to the people of Detroit about what we're missing, they said they really wanted to see something for families and kids right at that location. And there happened to be a piece of property we could get to.
I want to ask you about some of the features. What's the music sensory garden?
That's going to be a really neat spot for kids. One of the things we've done in other places is had opportunities for kids to bang on things, make noise, sort of modified, souped-up instruments, whether it's percussion instruments or xylophones. So we're going to have some features that kids can play with and actually make music and interact with each other in that way.
There's a River Lights installation which appears to be underwater and something called the Whiskey Town Barge. Tell us about that.
Whiskey Town. So at one point in time, this was a real center for rum running and whiskey. People would go across to Canada, and when it was frozen, they'd drive their cars across the ice, and when it wasn't, they'd take boats across. There's some neat old photos, sort of surveillance photos from Prohibition, which we've seen. So we thought we'd play up on that theme. We'll have a barge that connects two pieces of the project and creates a little bit of a harbor off of the edge of the river. And we're calling that the Whiskey Town Barge for now. But we expect to have some great Prohibition-themed beverages and some great food there as well.
There is a place called The Shed. What exactly is its function?
Yeah, so The Shed is an incubator space for other food and beverage, but also retailers in the city. There are a lot of people in Detroit who have great ideas, and they just need some space to get a toehold. So we've been very successful at getting a lot of people to come to the riverfront, and we're trying to provide more opportunities for those people to purchase food, beverage, and handmade items. And we're also trying to produce an opportunity for people with great ideas to encounter a big market. So it's a great intersection, and we're still working on that concept, but that should be a neat spot.
This Knight grant is $225,000. Is that enough to construct and landscape the whole thing, or is this just seed money?
Yes, that's a huge contribution, and we are so grateful to the Knight Foundation for supporting the idea and for putting us on the map with this contribution. We still have some fundraising left to do, but Knight Foundation has really been transformative in the city of Detroit for a long, long time. And recently with the challenges, the Arts Challenge and the Cities Challenge, they're really doing a lot to stimulate new ideas and push our community to dream bigger. So we're very grateful for the Knight Foundation, and it's a huge contribution to us, and we're very excited about putting that into the ground.
I read an MLive article that the inspiration for Atwater Beach came from urban beaches in Toronto and Philadelphia, although this looks to be a little more extensive than those. How does it compare?
Yeah, it'll be about the same size as Sugar Beach in Toronto, but we're really hoping to make it feel like a specifically Detroit place. The designers we're working with are from Philadelphia and Groundswell, and they have good experience with this, but every time we talk to them, we say, how can we make this more Detroit? How can we make this more unique? We want this to be a place that people travel to, and we want it to be a place where local Detroit residents and Metro Detroit residents can feel proud that we have a one-of-a-kind thing here.
When will the Atwater Beach be completed and open to the public?
Yeah, our goal is to open up next year, and we're very excited about that. We've had some great conversations with funders, and certainly the support of the Knight Foundation has really kickstarted this project, and we're excited about moving it forward.
Mark Wallace is president and CEO of Detroit Riverfront Conservancy. We've been talking about the new feature along the Riverwalk, which is going to be called Atwater Beach. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
And we should say, in the interest of full disclosure, Michigan Radio is also a recipient of Knight Foundation grants.